Brothers and sisters, all these readings, we could take them as a consolation to many of us, because these readings, three, in my meditation, I found that they have a common point, and that common point should be our consolation. And that common point is, even though we are not worthy, God himself makes us worthy because he wants us to become his messengers. That's the common message from all these readings. God wants me, God wants you, God wants us to become his messengers. And where? In our fellow men. We just heard in the first reading how the prophet Isaiah was called, how he got his vocation. We heard how he got his vocation through the revelation. He had his vocation, and we heard him confessing his unworthiness, saying, God, I'm not worthy. I'm a man with lips, unclean lips, and living with people with unclean lips too. But when he presented all those excuses to God, we heard how God himself cleansed him. And after being cleansed, that's when he heard a voice saying, whom shall I send? I want to send someone where? To those people with unclean lips. And we heard Isaiah saying, here I am, Lord, just send me. Now, because I'm cleansed, now I can take that message. I can carry that message toward those people with unclean lips. Brothers and sisters, this excuse of Isaiah is likewise a little bit similar to the excuse of St. Paul in the second reading. We had him listing all those actions, but first of all, he said, dear brothers, I give you what I received. Just take it. That's why I told you, God wants to clean me, to cleanse me, and to send me to all those people with unclean, or with all those people whom we have been living in the same life. Because I transmit to you what I received from God. Brothers and sisters, it is not hard to help people to convert if you had same life. The people whom you have been living in the same life, having same behavior, it's not too hard to help them to convert. Let's take example. If maybe one of the children is disobedient to his parents, and one morning or one day, he just decides to be setting a good example and to become obedient to his parents, or his siblings will be saying, what happened? What happened? This is not the way he used to live. This is not the way he used to talk. And from there, he can help his sibling to change too. This is too easy. But we had St. Paul listing the miracle of apparition of Jesus to his disciples, who made them apostles. And at the end, we had him saying, me, I'm considered as the least of the apostles, which means I'm like nothing. I'm not nothing. But once I heard that my calling, that what he said, I fight and I run so fast so that I can become the worthiest of the apostles. Likewise, the gospel is the same. We had this catch of fish, this miracle of catching fish. While they were fishermen, these guys were fishermen. They had the experience of doing their things the way we do our jobs. It was their job, but they couldn't catch anything. And once Jesus stepped in, we had him ordering them, lower your boat and your nets and go into the deep water. Just go into the deep water. Don't walk on the shore. Go in the deep water. Just try to approach. Just try to address all those difficult issues. Just try to approach them. And we had Simon Peter saying, we have been trying. We used all our skills, but we couldn't get anything. But because you say so, because you say this, let me do it. Brothers and sisters, in our daily life, we can't go and maybe change some situation that we have been living in if we do not pay attention to what Jesus is saying. There is no way that we can address all those difficult situations if we do not rely on his word. This example of Simon Peter should inspire all of us. Just go, because you say so, because you said so, Jesus, now I'm gonna address this issue. I'm gonna talk with this one. I'm gonna apologize because you say so. I'm gonna ask for forgiveness. I'm gonna try to forgive this one because you say so. Do we have that time to really pay attention to what Jesus said? We had how these fishermen, it was their career, it was their job, but they couldn't catch anything. But on the word of Jesus, they caught many fish. And we had Simon Peter, like Isaiah, like Paul, also saying, depart from me. Depart from me. I'm not worthy that you should be closer to me. Because of what? Because I'm a sinful man. He recognizes his fault, his sins. Depart away from me. And we heard Jesus saying, this depart away from me is all the times sometimes we consider ourselves pure people. We may be always saying, these people, they are harming me, hurting me. Me, I try to be gentle and very kind to them, but they are very rude. We never consider ourselves sinful men. We are just spending our time accusing our neighbors, our relatives, maybe our spouses, even children, just saying they are rude and unkind to me. Me, I try my best. And we heard Jesus just saying, Simon Peter, don't be afraid. I knew you. You are a sinner. I know it. But I want to make you some barriers. I want you to become my messenger. I want you to become somebody else. And in fact, you were the fisher. Oh, you were caught fish. Let me use this simple word. Excuse me. You were caught fish, but now I'm gonna make you someone who gonna be caught men. The same job, but a different intention. Which means God always wants us to be in our life. If God wants me to become his messenger, if he wants you to become his messenger, he doesn't gonna change your job. He doesn't gonna change your position. He doesn't gonna change your day routine, but he wants you to be there, to become his messenger where you are and in your daily life. Brothers and sisters, from all those three people, what God needs to them and to us is just our availability. Let us assure him our availability. Let us make ourselves to God, available to him. So how many times do we present to him so many millions of reasons, saying, oh God, I don't attend mass because today is the Super Bowl. I don't attend mass. I'm going to stay at home and just prepare myself and making ready for the Super Bowl, to assist the Super Bowl. We have tons of millions to apologize, to present our excuses. I don't have time to pay visit to those people who are sick. I don't have time to just chill with my neighbors, to show them that I'm a good person. I don't have this, maybe I don't have time to apologize and to reconcile with my workmate or my family members. We always give him the excuses. So whenever we give him the excuses, we do not pay attention to that word of do not be afraid. Do not be afraid because you are with me. Brothers and sisters, God wants to make us worthy. We are sinful people. We are sinful men. We know our weaknesses. We are lazy people. We do not have that courage to spread out his gospel. But God wants to make us worthy people. And remember, this is what we always say. Fortunately, during each Mass, we have this great occasion to let Jesus know that we are not worthy to receive him. We are not worthy to receive you. And we are about to receive the Eucharist. What makes us unworthy to receive him? We had Isaiah saying, my lips are not clean. We had Simon Peter saying, I'm a sinful man. But even though they were in that position, God wants them to become worthy and to send them into his mission. Even though we are not worthy to receive him in his body, we are receiving him now in his word. In that word, he's telling us, don't be afraid. I know you. I know your weakness. And I know the person whom I want you to become. And I know the way that I want you to become my messenger. And then we will process to receive the communion, his body, which will give us the strength, which gives us the strength to attack and to handle all those difficult issues and to transform ourselves into worthy people who become really his messengers. May God help us all. May God strengthen us. May God open our eyes to see how he wants us to become his messengers and to see where he's sending us. Amen.